views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tandar Radio Show. What's about Black Talk Radio Network? I'm your host, Dave from LA. Coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is December the 19th, 2016. It is a Monday. I have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. And before we get into it, definitely everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that very easily by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you can see there's a couple of ways in which you can give some of your financial energy. You could make donations right there on the website by simply going to the website, and on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation prompt that's there, the donation icon in green that's there with two holding hands. You can actually just click on that icon, and that will lead you into where you can give some of your financial energy, which you already know is very important to uphold and to maintain and to keep this network going in the direction that it's going, to get and continue to bring you more programming, better information, and provide for just some of the information that you have become to trust and to depend on and to actually resonate with in a way that's in the best interest of you, your family, and our overall community. So make sure that you are at the appropriate times, whenever you can, make sure that you are donating to Black Talk Radio Network so that you can continue to get the programs that are brought to you by this network. Also, there's a crowdfunding, a crowdfunding campaign that's going on. Is crowdfunding digital black media. You can also find that there as well. But the easiest way is just to hit the donation prompt on Black Talk Radio Network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet, and that's www.btrcommunity.com. It's a social media platform that you can engage in all of your events or activities that you like to engage in. You can do it right there in a social media platform that's been put together to actually give you a means to where you have a more secure by this network. The network will never sell your information to any bidder for advertising or anything of that nature. And also within BTR community, you really don't have to worry about being adversely affected by someone because of your opinion or something that you posted or a comment that you made or anything of that nature. You don't have to worry about that. And this BTR is a great way to exchange and to promote yourself, your business, events that are going on that are important to you. So that platform was created for you by Black Talk Radio Network for you to engage in a more sincere way of having social media activities. And you can do that. It's only $24 a year. It's $24 a year to be a member with BTR Community. Very easy to join. Also, if you're interested in acquiring real money, you can definitely do that with us at Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT. And that's Prosperity Mint. You can check out what we have in inventory. Some things are going to be changing, you know, in the future. We're going to be adding some more different options, and some things are going to be coming back into stock. I won't say until we have it. So I just, you know, be glad when we do. Some very, very sought after silver and gold is going to be placed there at a very good, price or exchange. Very, very important. So everyone, if you want to save like a king or save like a ladies and a gentleman, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint and to acquiring real money, which is going to be very, very important, especially the way things are going and where they're going. This is going to be something that you want to definitely have as a part of your overall preparation and part of your overall savings. Remember, use cash for what it should be used for. Never extend cash beyond its capabilities. I mean, you use real money for what it should be used for. And that's one of the things, is that precious metals is real money, and it's actually the most perfect form of money because it meets the criteria of that. And so it's a better way for you to save, even though many of us and everyone that I know, not everyone that I've ever met, but everyone that I know is paid a slave's wage. But there are people that are actually paid a king's wage or a queen's wage or a ladies and a gentleman's wage. They get paid in assets, not in coupons or pieces of paper. So definitely you could do that at Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. And if you've never purchased there before, or you're purchasing, make sure you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com so someone can help you and make sure that you are understand the overall purchasing process with Prosperity Mint. So with that being said, let's jump into today's show. Let's jump in to what's in the news. And man, so let's start with first article posted over this weekend. Was kind of busy, that time of the season, been busy. Didn't get to post that much. Wasn't able to post too much today. I think Scotty was doing some maintenance on the BTR, which is always important. That's why, this is why BTR is so important, because I don't think you're really gonna have to worry about a lot of things that the commercial social media outlets are, FedBook and tweeting your information and everything else, snitching. That's really what they should be really called. Is those social media outlets should really be called snitching, because that's really what they do. Is you tell on yourself and your friends, your family, and everyone else for the sake of a platform that they've made what people think is in their best interest, but in actuality, it may not. And if you know that, that's quite all right. Then you know what to expect. But some people may not be aware of how social media has adversely affected them. But I think Scotty was doing some maintenance today on the site, so I wasn't able to post too much, because the time that I usually do is very early in the morning, and just wasn't able to do it and had to get to taking care of some business. So let's jump into what I did have there and what's in the news. First article comes from Bloomberg. Venezuela extends the use of the 100 Bolivar bill to halt looting and rioting. President Nicolas Maduro extended the use of the nation's Bolivar and the nation's 100 bill until January the 2nd, after the government's decision to pull its largest denomination note out of circulation, leaving the country short of cash, sparking violence and protests and looting. So check out that article. And let me see real quick. Let me take a look at this one. There were some very important things in here and what I read and wanted to discuss with you all today. But I forgot to say this. Also, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't ever hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **, and I will see you in queue. Okay, so looking at this article from on the 17th Saturday, and this is an article definitely you all want to check out because of the deterioration of the economic state in Venezuela. The people finally started to really go into massive rioting and looting throughout the country, causing the actual Venezuelan government to put the $100 currency, their largest used currency, the 100 Bolivar bill, back into circulation until after January the 2nd, because they didn't have the replacement bills ready for the people. And this is really, really, you know, disheartening, and I hate to see this, but this is things that are going to happen here as well, and the things there are going to continue to deteriorate. So really quickly, Maduro's decision to extend the use of the most widely used bill came as the president said replacing high denominations was unavailable because the planes transporting them to the country were victims of international sabotage, and he did not give the details of the alleged sabotage. And one of the things is that he was actually blaming the U.S. also. Last Sunday's shocking announcement that almost all of the 100 Bolivar notes would be called in by the government to combat the hoarding of currency so worthless that it needs to be weighed to be spent. The past daily scene of frustration, people's crowding banks and ATM machines, automatic teller machines, to deposit bills, circulated Friday until utterance following Maduro's announcement late Thursday that the new money would be late. So it's not money, just the new currency would be late. Basically, we're telling them that, hey, demonetize and remove out of circulation the most widely used currency in our overall economic system, and removed it, but the bills that were going to replace it, we don't have them yet. So you're not going to have any bills at all. You know, this is critical for everyone that's living there, as you can only imagine, because at some point, you know, in time, you won't have to imagine it. You will experience it here in the United States. And that's when the actual, just think about the $20 bill being taken out of circulation, the 20 and the dollar bill, you know, taken out of circulation, the 20 and the 10 and, taken out of circulation. And that is definitely something that is definitely plausible, in my opinion, is definitely going to happen here, what is known as, and many people here call the United States, because it's inevitable, because the overall economic indicators in the economic barometer says that the U.S. is far worse than in debt and in a far worse economic situation than Venezuela is by multiples, many, many multiples. So there was rioting throughout Venezuela and protest, and the triple digit inflation is ridiculous. And as we talked about, an apple, I'm not quite sure if it was for a pound or for one apple, was 6,000 of their dollars, and basically that would be the equivalent to around 37, from what I was thinking, it was around $3,700 in U.S. dollars. So just imagine that type of inflation is happening there in Venezuela, and it's going to be even far worse here. So now you can see why the people, instead of counting their overall currency to purchase an apple, they got to weigh it. They need a scale. Not good. And this is going to continue to happen, and we're going to take at some point some time just to look at this on one show, because this is so, so important. So check out that article. Next article. It comes from New York Times. And here it comes. Obama confronts complexity of using a mighty cyber arsenal against Russia. And this was from Friday. I think we posted this on, no, we posted this on Saturday. This was on Saturday. One sec. One second, everyone. Sorry about that. Okay. Obama confronts complexities of using a mighty cyber arsenal against Russia. The idea of exposing Mr. Putin's link to oligarchs was set aside after some argued that it would not come as a shock to the Russians. Still, there are proposals to cut off the leaders in Putin's inner circle from hidden bank accounts in Europe and in Asia. But here's, let me pull up this article. Very, very important. But this was one of the captions from the article that I thought was very, very important, and I put it here. Here it is. But the election hacking also raises question about whether the United States fixation on a cyber Pearl Harbor, a devastating attack on the power grid, cell phone networks, financial system, or other computer control gas pipelines overlooked a more obvious vulnerability.
Dave.
As a detailed account in the New York Times last Wednesday revealed in the DNC, let me move this down, and the DNC had virtually no protection for its electronical system. And Mrs. Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, had failed to sign up for the two-factor authentication on his Gmail account. Doing so probably would have foiled what Mr. Obama called a fairly primitive attack. That was one of one of the paragraphs from this article. But here's what I was really, really concerned about. I listened to on Friday some of this with the celebrity figurehead CEO of the Corporation of the United States of America said, and one of the things that I thought was very, very telling and what was said was that there may be some very apparent retaliation and not so apparent retaliation that will be done in a relatively short amount of time, or in relatively quickly and soon. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen, especially in today's world? And this is why we're going to have today's show, but some of the events today may have some connection to it. It will really be up to you to decide if there is a connection. If there is a connection, I would definitely say to you all to make sure that you are preparing yourself accordingly.
Dave,
so I was wondering, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I want to ask your opinion or something as they talk about the next celebrity figurehead, as you call them, right? Being childlike and prone to outburst and not really a personality fit for this job. He might start World War III or something like that because of his irresponsible language. But I find this threat, and this is a threat towards Russia, to be very irresponsible so that they can continue to push this fake narrative that the election was hacked. And even the DNC experts are saying that wasn't a hack. That was a leak from the inside. Okay.
Yep.
But this, do you not take this as a direct threat to the Russian infrastructure? If they're talking about cyber war, I mean, this is really an act of war. I may be exaggerating,
No, you're not.
You don't think I'm blowing it up to be bigger than it is?
No, Scotty, I'm going to tell you why Scotty and I have this, are thinking with the same brain on this one, because from having military exposure, we understand the actual nomenclature to get to wars and confrontation. Let me tell you something. If you cut off someone's One of the things when you go into war is you cut off people's power, their utilities, their banking system, and everything else. You cut their lights off. You disrupt their everyday way of life. And by doing that, that allows you to be able to have some of your strategical operations having more credibility and having more likelihood to succeed. No, Scotty, let me tell you. This was very telling. When I heard this and we've been hearing this for a while, and as it started to continue to build up. Now, last weekend, Tyrannosaurus Rex, John McCain, was on talking about, how they need to, him and Linda Graham Lindsey Graham. I'm sorry. I make mistakes. They were both pushing for a aggressive response to the Russians, even to the point of getting rid of Trump and saying, yeah, they've hacked into our election and this and that and this. And they've always taken a militant response to where they want to send a message. They want to actually send a military message. They wanted to have a no-fly zone. They wanted to have a direct confrontation with Russia. Now, here's where I agree completely with Scotty. If you listen to what was said on Friday, one of the things that they tell you everything, even though they're celebrity figureheads and it's all a part of the game. But here's what they're telling you. You don't know really where this whole hacking stuff came from. It could have came from them, which I wouldn't be surprised, because means, motive, and opportunity. Who has the means, the motive, the opportunity, who gained from it all, right? So now, if I want to get into a World War III, what do I have to do? I have to present a case that the everyday person doesn't realize that it's something that I want to do, but I was forced to do. So I create all of these different things to do it. Now, on Friday, the celebrity figurehead said that there's going to be a response. Some that you'll see and some that you won't see. And we can't give all of the evidence as to how we know they did it, because then we will be exposing our overall methodology and our overall...
Well, why open your mouth in the first damn place?
Exactly. Exactly. Then that's where you would just be doing things covertly. Why? Because this thing is not going to stay covert. It's been covert for a long time. It's moving towards, because I think it's all, let me tell you something. In my opinion, who gained from what happened with the election? And I'm going to tell you, most people would say, well, the Democrats really lost. No, they really won. They really, really won. Why did they really win? Because look who's going to be the so-called celebrity figurehead president, and look what he's already doing. He's isolating and creating a major problem with China. He's just rogue. He's reckless. He's brass, and he has no clue what he's really up against. See, that's the perfect scenario to say that, oh shoot, it was because of him that this happened,
when the whole setup was
already done.
But Dave. But Barack Obama, CEO Obama, he being just as reckless. He just more smooth with the language.
Without a doubt.
He being just as reckless and belligerent.
And even more deadly. I totally agree. Now, I'm going to give my opinion. This is my opinion. My opinion is this, is that they tell you before they do it, if you know the language. The U.S. was getting its hat handed to them. They've been trying to get rid of Assad in Syria, and the Russians have stopped that. Why did they stop it? Because whoever controls Syria is going to control the resource of natural gas and oil going into in the future. So Russia, having their only seaborne port outside of Russia, the only place they have it is in Syria. They were not going to give that up, because Iran is right there next to them. So Iran, Syria, and Russia all have a vested interest in maintaining the overall securing of the pipeline and securing of the natural resources that Europe is going to need in the future. So the U.S. wanted to do what they've done so far in the past. They kept saying he needs to go. When you say that a foreign a leader from a foreign country, even in their own system, even though we know that they all work together, but when you say that a leader of a foreign country that's been elected has to go, that you want them to go, that's an act of war in itself, because you are trying to destabilize the will of their overall government because you don't like them. That's an invasion. So now what did the U.S. do? They facilitated all means and methods up to military support, funding, creating of different CIA operatives to go in under the confines of whatever you want to call it to destabilize right. that. They engaged in war. One of the things that happened last week that wasn't talked about, in September, there was a military bunker that was hit with a caliber missile from the Russians that killed a bunch of special force intelligence officers and special operation officers that were working in Aleppo trying to destabilize. What does that mean? They were actually funding military and giving strategy, weapons training, and everything else. They were actually proxy warring the overthrow of Assad. And the Russians blasted that, and we talked about that in September. This is what you didn't hear. Last week, there was, once they took over, once the Syrian government, with the help of the Russians, took over Aleppo, they came across a bunker that was full of 14 intelligence officers from the United States, from France, from Germany, from Israel, from Saudi Arabia, and a bunch of other places, and they captured them. This is just 1 week ago. So now, this whole thing goes off, and then Friday this happens, and there's going to be a response that you're going to see, and then you're going to see what we're talking about here. I knew something was going to happen, and I'm going to tell you why I knew something was going to happen. The second article that we have posted here from the Star, and this is what I wrote 2 days ago. FBI says FBI stands behind the CIA conclusion on Russia interference in the U.S. election. There's right now, so there are reports that saying that there is none. They're saying that there are. What does that mean? That there's an inner battle between this whole thing, because confusion is the key, is the real objective of war. So when I read this, I said, "Oh man, here's what I said: wouldn't be surprised if something huge happens between now and NYE, meaning New Year's Eve." And lo and behold, this morning, or today, or last night, or this morning, whatever the time zone was, the Russian ambassador to Turkey is assassinated by a Turkish riot police officer. Not just a regular police officer, but a riot police officer. In Turkey, at an art museum, he's assassinated. On cameras, it's all over the news now. But I would not, and this is what I was meaning, that you're going to start to see some moves, and there's going to be a response here. And lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, before you know it, there's going to be an all-out admitted shooting war between the factions. Yes, Dump is saying that, you know, that there he's on, you know, Putin's side. But see, here's the key to this whole thing. There's a natural dislike and adversarial approach between Russia and China, just from the stage of this government setup. We're going to go to this commercial break and come back and talk about it. But they realize something, that they have come together because they have a common enemy that they need to deal with in the United States. But here's the thing with this whole thing. There are going to be this is the perfect scenario, multifaceted attacks that are going to be happened by covert means. And these covert means, some of them you'll see and some of you won't see. But all of them will adversely affect you, because it's going to lead to World War III and it's going to lead to global nuclear war I. I was not surprised this morning when the Russian ambassador to Turkey was assassinated And they waited to when it was on live, not live, but it was recorded on TV. It was a message. Definitely, definitely a message. And this, ladies and gentlemen, this game is about to really, really pick up. Hey, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Well, hey, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I will see you in queue, and definitely, definitely, we'll bring you up. All you have to do is hit star. Sorry, my man Jerry, hit us up whenever you can. And Jerry, sorry, I missed you yesterday. I was kind of busy, so I'm going to hit you up today. So, But let's get back to what we were talking about. So a lot of things that's going on that we need to know, because I think they're going to play themselves out in a way that can put some very, very significant obstacles in us, and we can't fall for this trick. Now, one of the things that was happening is, I don't think that it was a coincidence that there was, as was said on Friday, there will be a response. Now, you have to think about the so-called celebrity figurehead. Obama has a very, very short time, a very short window to maintain the overall celebrity figurehead position of CEO of the United States, Corporation of the United States. And so there would need to be a response relatively quickly. Now, see, the thing about hiding behind the secrets, the secrecy of it all with these intelligence classifications and everything, that's because so that lies and the true nature of things are always hidden, so that you will never know what the real agenda is, and to keep us allegiant in practicing idolatry to a system of enslavement that continues to totally destroy our overall prosperity and to steal our energy.
Dave, to underline your point, there was a story, I didn't have time to share it today because so much be going on, you know, and I'm thankful that the people post in BTR community, because they be sharing some really good information and articles. But I came across an article today. I probably forgot to mention it during my program, but you know the Electoral College met today, right? And so a group about 30 of them requested that the CIA showed them this so-called evidence of Russian hacking, and the CIA declined. So they told me right off the bat, because they ain't got nothing to show you.
Yeah, And you know what? And what's so bad about it, this is what they'll say, is that we can't show you because then that'll compromise, or you don't have a security level, which means that we haven't vetted you. You ain't in on this whole thing, and you are who we're working against and everything else. But see, this is the whole thing, too. It's like Scotty said, they don't have it. They don't have it. Or if it is there, how about this? They were the ones that did it. They were the ones that did it. This is the perfect. One of the things that key to warfare is deception. It's completely to deception. Now, I think, just by, you know, from what I really think, is that this whole thing is a charade. Everything that you're seeing now is a facade of truth. All of these individuals in these organizations, all of these people are in one big fraternity against you and I and the rest of the world. But they just act like they represent. These people have nothing, nothing. They don't even identify with you in any way. From what they engage in ritually wise, from what they engage in business wise, from what they engage in vocationally wise and occupationally, they're there to use you and make you think certain things. But now let's take it from the standpoint of if this whole thing was sincere and true. The whole thing was sincere and true. Now, if you're looking at from the standpoint of today was no coincidence that this ambassador was assassinated, okay, just let's take the story. It's no coincidence that it happened on the Electoral College Day. No coincidence at all. And what you're going to see, remember what Trump's response to when the CIA first came out against this, about this. Now, here's the problem with it. The CIA is supposedly the Central Intelligence Agency that was really put together. If you know where they were put together, you know what they're really about. Really represents and is been always been used by the so-called Republicans. He says he's not a Republican. But this is a Central Intelligence Agency that was put together to so-called get intelligence and for the overall promoting the interest of the United States by all means and everything else.
Just
and
tell so them the Bush says, family. Just tell them the Bush family. That's all they need to know for
the Bush family, right?
That's all you need to know.
Right. And it's still run by that Papa Bush. Still run. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that's so telling. So you have an agency now, right, that said, hey, they came across this stuff and this thing was really rigged. Now, here's the problem with that. Here's the real problem with it. I'm not saying that this is the case, but here's the side that they're going to be pushing. They're going to later say this is why he was so comfortable with Putin, and this is why he put all of these people in place and everything else. Now, what do you have? Now, what you have is this. They're saying that there was a coup attempt in so many words, and that the coup was either put down or it worked. Either way it goes, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know why some people on the other side are falling for this stuff, that this celebrity figurehead is going to be any different than the ones that you ever had before, but probably going to be even worse. Because Scotty knows I did not support or support Obama at all. We none of us did, because we know what they were really doing. The system, this is what the system always produces. Now here's the problem. They have the perfect scenario for at an appropriate time they're going to come up with. See, when you can come up with lies, you can make it look like the truth. And imagine the destabilization that is going to happen. Now, just imagine, just for one point and everything else, case in point, what if they come back and they show evidence? Not saying that they have it or anything else, but this is how they play on the people, because we won't look at the whole system as being the problem, instead of looking at it from a dividing standpoint of you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, you this, just who you're supposed to support, because they're serving your best interest. I don't care who you are. None of these celebrity figurehead people are serving the interest of you at all. They don't care about you. They use you. They totally use you. So now, what happens? Just imagine the scenario when lie or so, however you want to put it, lie or truth, however you want to put it, what happens when they do produce something that shows that there was a direct link? And let me tell you why. Here's what, how they could do it. Not saying that they, you know, but here's their very important part. Remember, one of the ways that you protect yourself from what you're doing is that you expose it, because then you can control the narrative on it. You can control the attention it gets. You can control the questioning of it. Remember when Dump was running against Killery? Neither one of them were any good. Remember when Dump was running against Killery, and he said that if they're going to, this election is going to be staged. It's a setup. The whole election is going to be fraudulent. They're going to throw the election. This whole thing is, they're going to, this election, if I lose, is rigged. This whole thing is rigged, right? If I lose, the whole thing is rigged. So what happened? Yeah, Scotty, you're right. Right, Scotty. So true. Scotty just sent me a message. So what happened? So now, so there was, let's just say, there was some interference in an election. Let me tell you something. There always has been an interference of an election. Here's why. You've never been able to validate the count of the election, nor were you able to establish the candidates for the overall position. This was all done for you by the system, and you have to trust it at all means and in all terms. So by trusting something that has never had your best interest, and we give blind faith towards it, this is how our genocide against people of this world all over continues. Totally continues. So now let's just say if it goes down where it did happen, this is going to be a great destabilizing factor for you. This is going to be ways in which they are going to be able to have plausible deniability in destabilizing the economy, causing a war, and causing this whole thing to explode. So that's the Dump side of it. For the people that think that Trump did do all this stuff, just for that. Now let's go to the Killery side of this whole thing. Now, the Killery side of this whole thing is this, is that since they weren't able to get in from their position, and their position was Killery, there was some stuff that was exposed about her emails and everything else. It doesn't matter how the emails came about. If what they were doing was said was in the email they were doing, which was basically was treasonous, was selling information, and then not only that, it exposed a pedophile network. It really doesn't matter who hacked, if it was a foreign country or some other. It doesn't matter, because that supersedes everything else. But here's where the big problem is. Now, what would they do? Who are these CIA operatives that are working this? They're probably the ones that were on her or their side, and they're going to be moving to destabilize this at all means and at all costs. Why? Because now what happens is that remember what Hillary said as Secretary of State? We lost the initiative to RT. we lost the initiative to be able to determine. We were able to shape the culture of foreign nations because of our media and because of our propaganda. We lost the propaganda war. So now what do they have to seize and win? Okay, cool. Now we can fight a propaganda war from the other side and destabilize everything. So either way it goes, ladies and gentlemen, if it goes by A, what Trump is doing, or by B, what Hillary is doing with this whole thing, either way it goes, you still end up into an economic collapse, you still end up into a war, and you still end up having your daughters drafted for war. So what's the end result of this whole thing? This whole system is rigged. The whole system is rigged. And these are the political propaganda methods of taking back and controlling culture, not only here, but in other places throughout this planet, on other people throughout this world. How do you think right now, what do you think the overall opinion of Putin is in Russia right now? Let me tell you. They are moving, many of them, some of them has his opponents there, but many of the people are now, if they under the propaganda information where that culture is developing them, they're ready to go to war. Now, take it from China's standpoint, from just the whole separatists of the governments where they are a separate government that means well for their people and everything else. China's sitting back and they're seeing who Trump is really is. Trump is really an agent and under the influence because of the himself and the people around him, the key people around him, they're really loyal towards Russia, and China just realized something. We may have been backdoored and outpositioned by the Russians and by using the Americans to do it. So what does that mean? That's a totally destabilizing situation on its own. Why? Because Russia and China both know now that the United States is done economically, geopolitically, and militarily. That's no longer the problem. That's no longer the hurdle. That's no longer the obstacle. That's no longer the unifying position. Now, since you've already defeated America, now the interest is who's going to get the bigger cut of the influence economically, militarily, and geopolitically that the Americans had. And this is why, if you look at in Russia, Putin is has much more clout in the Middle East now. And why is the Middle East so important? Because of the assets that it holds. But China is very influential where? In the South Sea of China, among the ASEAN nations, as it will be among the ASEAN nations, because I think all the ASEAN nations will go towards China, the Association of South Eastern Asian Nations. It's going to go towards China. Then the BRICS, let me tell you, in my opinion, this war is going to come. They're going to get rid of the United States, and then Russia and China will go to war. I said this a long time ago, and now you're starting to see those factions and those fractures starting to build up. And why is this so important to you, ladies and gentlemen? Because this is so important to you, in my opinion, because of this. When they do have the United States go into receivership, all of the sweatshops that they have been that has been used in other parts of the country and in other parts of the world are going to be brought here, and the hubs will be out of here, and the people that they will be using in those sweatshops are the everyday person here to maintain the quality of life for those that are now the so-called beacon of freedom in the actual prosperous in the country that is so wealthy. This is why it was a trick. See, it's so important that we always make decisions based off, in my opinion, understanding where is this really coming from. That God on that dollar bill, what God is that? That so-called the greatest nation, for who? The wealthiest nation. How? How did you become that? What did you do, and what was undertaken to acquire that? That wasn't wealth, ladies and gentlemen. Those were criminal, immoral, inhumane acts to acquire that. It's a facade of wealth, all based in a citadel of iniquity. And this is the thing, what happens with empires. Empires fall, but the iniquities and the citadels of iniquity just move. They just get evicted from one part of the world, and they find up residency somewhere else. And they establish the haves and the have-nots. You'll have third-world countries and first-world countries. And guess what? They're as interchangeable as a coupon or a dollar bill. They can demonetize that at any time. They can make a third-world country, first-world country, or a third world country, a first world country, a third world country. Why? Mainly, in my opinion, because we haven't asked the right question. And the question is, do we really know what's going on? Do we really know these people? And are we looking at the end result that is really the truth? And all of this so-called freedom and all of this so-called prosperity, we continue to have wars, we continue to have economic collapse, famines, we could continue to have those that have and those that don't have. And the disparity between those, that gap between that is so great, it's inequitable. Because we are playing a game, and we are playing in a system that is successful. This is a very, very successful system. It's an asymmetrical war system. They told you that they would be fighting with you and for you, and to ensure your sovereignty and to ensure your freedom and your prosperity, when in actuality, they were digging in your pockets. And not only were they digging into your pockets, they were vaccinating you so that you wouldn't really be able to resonate in a way to pick up on their lying spirits. And they were giving you food that wasn't really nourishing your body, so yet your brain was always in a state of malnutrition, and your whole body was always in a state of malnutrition, and you became unhealthy. This is all a part of a ploy, because this is, in my opinion, is nothing more than how corporations rule the world. Corporations is nothing more, we can say it this way, a corporation is nothing more than a modern day slave plantation. And once we start to really look at it for what it really is, then we can decide from a position of influence and power, do we want to engage in this? Do we want to engage in this? So, we are, in my opinion, we are in a very, very critical moment in eternity that has been rehashed from the past. And when you look at history, history is, Churchill said, history will be kind to England because England will write it. So what do you think will be written within those confines of those books? It will be the propaganda that best puts England as what? The state that needs a daring queen. The state that needs a daring, the world that needs a daring monarch. So, I think it's very, very important that we look at these things from a position of looking at it from air, looking at it from wind, looking at it from atmosphere. What I mean by that, you've never seen air, but you've seen the effects of it. You've never seen oxygen, but you've seen the effect of it in your body. You don't always have to see the actual physical presentation of something for it to be real. But we've been taught that if you don't see it, it ain't real. But that gets you to where you ignore the evidence of its existence or the effects of it. We've seen the effects of the corporate and governmental fraternities working against the people, but we just won't call it for what it is. And until we do, they're going to continue to put this celebrity figurehead in front of you, and there's going to be this confusing thing of, and the thing about this is it's all based in confusion. They're going to be this happened, that happened because of this and because of that. No, it happened because it was a design interest that was behind it. And until we care about that, and until we start to care and see things where we look at things from a standpoint that if they are doing something wrong, if the system is doing something wrong to someone somewhere else, that means the system intends to do that to you. They just haven't gotten around to you because it's not in their best interest to do it there yet. They're getting more traction the way that it's happening. But at some point and at some time, that traction will be tracks running all over you. Your family, your community, in your future. One of the things with a disease, one of the things with a cancer, one of the things with a bacteria, it will continue to consume the host even till the death of itself. Why? Because it develops an insatiable appetite. It's never enough. It's never, ever enough. I think because what we have now in these fraternal orders of governance is that they look at you and everyone else as your existence is meant for their well-being. And because of that, they will engage in all forms of controlling you, even to the point of getting you to take on characters and personalities that don't represent you. Think about it. The system has always told you who to be. Someone that truly loved you in your life has always nurtured you to be you. But this system schools you to be a character within the system. Be on the team. Fall in line. Do what you told. You're an American. You're this. You're that. What does that really mean? It means that you no longer ask questions from your own individual state of existence and your moral foundation. Very, very important. And because of that, you are, in my opinion, we are going to continue to see an expansion of all kinds of wars. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Let me tell you something. There's no difference between the propaganda that is put out by the celebrity figurehead of Hillary, the celebrity figurehead of Trump, the celebrity figurehead of Obama, or anybody else. They all have a reason and a method behind obtaining the same objective. is called to confuse you so that you will go where you're pushed instead of you putting on the brakes and saying, oh no. Thumbs up. Listen, everyone. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, and then I'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. And, you know, one of the things that is the biggest threat to this whole system, and this is why you're starting to see an attack on the alternative media. Scotty sent me a message. He's absolutely right. Scotty, they said, Dave, this is why they attack independent media. We don't let them paint a pretty picture of Hillary. Hence, they don't want us. They want to take us out. Exactly. And see, one of the things, and Scotty is exactly right. What's the best way to take out? See, this whole CIA stuff and this whole stuff with the cyber attacks and everything else. What does it do? It actually kills multiple birds with one stone. It allows to say that there's something that's fake news. What does that mean? The only news that's worthwhile is the mainstream media news, because that's the only one that tells you the truth. That's the only agenda that you should be listening to. So then why? Then as Hillary said, so that she can form culture among the people. And this is why when they talk about this is why this serves both interests here. Because when dump comes in, there are going to be things that people within the alternative media are going to be picking out and say, yo, this dude is crazy. Because I firmly believe that one of the reasons why he was given the celebrity figurehead position was because he's a bankruptcy artist. And it's the perfect... Then they could come back and say, see, this is what happened when, one, you listen to fake media and you don't elect career politicians to do political work. Look what happened when Trump was the worst economic and everything else you thought it was going to, but he wasn't. He was a business person. All he cared about was a business. And they're going to expose different gains and benefits, business dealings by him being the celebrity figurehead president. Oh, it's so... And in the meantime... Now they're attacking and get rid of media or any outlet that asks the great question of why. Or things that ask questions. They don't just believe you because you have a position. They don't just believe you because you stand on your personhood. Your personhood being, I'm the president of this. I'm the president of that. I'm the CEO of this. I'm the CEO of that. Well, that's mildly interesting. But that in itself is not life. The living has no person. It has a state of existence. A state of a spiritual existence. A state of that resonates in energy. Don't care how big AT&T, IBM get, It will never have the existing energy of life. But it does have the resonating power of existence, because those with life have given their energies to uphold that agreed upon agenda that those entities have, those persons have. Just because it's a person doesn't mean it's a living, have a living existence. So, and this is, in my opinion, this is how you get to get rid of the alternative media, to where everything is going to be state-run completely, where they will start to cut out on the internet. You won't be able to access certain sites, because remember, it was a lie that they told you about Al Gore being involved in creating the information superhighway. It was CERN, the same organization that established a Large Hadron Collider in order to control energy that they call the God particle. The Higgins-Bose, I think they said, they call it the God particle, to control dark matter. So, their system is ramping up. In my opinion, there's a reason why. Because looking through our history, every time that there's a fall of an empire, they need to establish another empire that everyone else will be wishing that they were a part of. Do you remember how many people were wishing that they were American, born in America, and wanted to be here because of the perception of all of the prosperity and everything else? And then people were here saying, well, David, the quality of life here was much, much better than anywhere in the world, or this and that. Okay, that's a perception that was not actually true, because the quality of life here was fraudulently established, because it was based off the stealing and passing debt from one country to another, from taking the energy of some other country in the world to using it here. And they were able to synthesize that energy by way of cash. And people in other third world countries and other countries had to work endless hours for no pay at all. They had to give up all of their energy. See, that's what they were always after. You had to give up countless amounts of energy for the smallest amounts of recuperating assets, and actually none whatsoever. And because of that, and I always kind of look at people and kind of look at them side-eyed when they say that, because I realize that, oh, so you like this system because you don't care what this exploit and who this exploits in order for this system to maintain, as long as it's not you, as long as it doesn't adversely affect you. And as soon as it adversely affects you, you want to pick up a sign, you want to march, you want to scream, you want to tell the government that they should be doing something about this. In actuality, ladies and gentlemen, that process is nothing more than not wanting to be a slave, but darn sure I want to have one. Oops, I got to watch my mouth, because young people do listen to this show. So, this is a great system to continue to maintain the status quo of divide, conquer, and rule. One of the things that we forget about the divide and conquer is we forget to put in the rule part. That's what this whole thing is all about. Divide, conquer, and rule. And one of the best ways to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is by emotions. The emotion of greed and the emotion of fear. And if you can enhance the emotion of greed and the emotion of fear, you will develop a new kind of malevolent love. It will be a love that's completely selfish and completely self-serving, narcissistic, and destructive. And it's very easy to, once you get that foundation set in and you practice it and you put a lot of energy into that over centuries, and you will start to make progress to where that becomes more apparent. Because what happens is that more over time, if people do not choose to resonate in a way that is more sincere to a benevolent way of doing things, because you have a choice. You could be as evil as what you see. You could be president. And I'm saying that you could be president because the people that do want to be that celebrity figurehead, let me tell you who they really are. And this isn't just conjecture. This isn't just, you know, some idealistic thoughts of some dude on the radio. This is actually fact. These individuals become political serial killers. How many people? How many people, by ways of war, famine, disease, and destruction, did the Bushes engage in? How many people did Obama engage in? How many people do you think Trump is going to engage in? How many people do you think Putin? How many think you think in China? How many think throughout the world? See, these people, this energy becomes a way of life. It's something that they practice daily. And then in that practice of doing it daily, they're willing to compromise their morality to get what they want, even if it's someone else's agenda. Because they won't have to be on the other end of what they wage. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what is on the forefront here. This is why, in my opinion, you're seeing the mass media push here and seeing the direction of things. One of the things that always happened before empire falls, some of the things that they always do, they destabilize the economy. They destabilize the cultural settings, or what I like to call the fad settings. One of the things that they really do, in the past, they didn't have the mainstream media the way that we have right now. One of the greatest inventions of destruction was not the atomic bomb, it was actually the printing press. Once they created the printing press, they were able to kill indiscriminately throughout the whole world, and they would always start with propaganda. One of the things that happens throughout these empire falls, when they establish, they destroy, they have one go into demise and decline, and they raise another one up to trick the people. One of the key factors in that is that they always destroy and get rid of the books. They get rid of the books and they reestablish another line of propaganda to destroy and confuse the people, so that the people will not be able to synchronize their energy to go in a different direction. They cause the lines to be blurred and interfered with. In that interference, this is where you start to have the overall manifest destiny and the overall global depopulation, until you get the globe into a controllable numbers where you can give the people the perception that they're free. One of the things about the Black Plague, and then we're going to get into this cyber attack. One of the things that was critical about the Black Plague is right after the Black Plague, they had depopulated areas so much that they said it became a renaissance. And it's the same thing that's going to happen here, and you can see it at different places. Right after our depopulation, there's so-called a renaissance of man. There's such enlightened artistry. There's such, there's new geniuses and new ideas and new inventions that revolutionize and catapult society far beyond what they had before. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they've killed off the flock so much that now, in order for the fields of labor to be employed or the fields of labor to be filled, now, because they've killed off so many, there's a renaissance. Because they're going to need these individuals to do so much more to keep up with their overall demands and their overall desires to maintain control. And the people think that they've just come out of the Black Plague, those that survived, and now because so many were died off, so many were killed, so many were eliminated, everyone, every company, every government agency, everyone needs me now because I'm in short supply. Man, the tricks of the past, the present, and the future continue to be a course that we go through because we don't learn from them. And it's not something that you really need to study other than you. I think the most important thing that you can do is become sovereign of self first and foremost. Because once you fulfill that question, there are other questions that start to lead you on the path of self-determination and sovereignty. Very, very important, because there is no one person that should have the same ideas, the same talents, and the same capabilities of another. That's what the system wants to create, because when you create that, that means that there is no living representation. Everything is artificial intelligence. So, man, just where we are. But I didn't want to go too far. I definitely want to get into the cyber battlefield. The cyber battlefield. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Oh, 1 second. Let me, my man Scotty said, USA is a vampire. USA Inc. is a vampire. So true. A parasite feeding on the rest of the nations. That's so, so true. And yeah, Scotty was right. And the CIA has been involved since the 50s with George Herbert Walker Bush, Prescott Bush as well, even before that, who came out of the Navy. There's a long line of enslavers. So, so true. And this is why these you start to see their overall family ties are so go back for so long. And one of the things we talked about last week is that they fund both sides of the war. They definitely, definitely fund both sides of the war. But, hey, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. What I want to do now is that you see if we get any calls. Oh, and then hit *66 and we'll bring you up. What I want to do is I want to jump into the cyber war thing because
that's **, Dave. Already...
Yeah, oh, **. My bad. Hit **, and then I'll be able to see you in queue. Thanks, Scotty. See you in queue, and then definitely we'll bring you up. One of the things that you're starting to see is that the propaganda apparatus is telling you what's going to be coming out next. And they're starting to say the cyber arsenal. The cyber arsenal. Now, you have an arsenal for one reason. Governments have an arsenal for one reason and one reason only, and that is to use it. But we got a caller in queue. What? And this one we got to take. So let me go to this caller. This caller is out of... I'm not quite sure where they are. I think they may be in Seattle. They may not be in Seattle. This caller is actually the person that named this radio show. CC, you there?
I'm here.
What's up, CC?
Hey, David, I was thinking about you, and I was about to call you. I said, oh, no, he's on the air. Let me not call him.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We are doing good. Now, let me tell you, everyone, CC is actually the person that named Candle Radio Show. And I tell this every time because it was so funny how it happened. Cece and I were just talking, and I said, I don't know, Cece, I want to do something with love. And she said, oh, Tando. And this is how we got to where we are and what we maintain our overall direction. What's going on, sister? What's happening? What can I do for you? What's up?
Well, I called in and I'm listening to you explain to the listening audience again, as usual, what in the world is going on in the world and basically how they need to know that things are changing. Things are not going to be the same. We are not in the Leave It to Beaver time. If you're Black people, you were never in the Leave It to Beaver time, so you need to come to that reality also.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous the things that are going on. But foundationally, we have to really, really realize where people are. Some people are just not willing to come out of what they perceive as their comfort zone, and we can only move forward with the information with those who want to know it.
Yes. So, so true. And, you know, because if we were to try to press anything more, then we are becoming what we had to endure. Because one of the things about what happens in the system is that they ask you, they tell you, and then they try to make you. Well, anyone that makes another person is someone that is actually violating that overall universal, you know, freedom that person has. They're invoking themselves. They're infringing on that individual's freedom. And we've gotten away from understanding that to the point where even as parents, we sometimes do it with our children, with our friends and everything else. And it's really something that's horrible that we teach people to do. And we don't really focus on our individual, you know, talents and everything else. Like, Cece, I can never do what you can do. But I know if you do what you do and I do what I do, then we can use that to benefit all. Worst thing you could ever try to do is change someone. Why in the world would you try to change someone? You know, change them to what? To look like you, most likely. So, yeah, this system has been really, really effective. Really, really effective. And like you said, Cece, those that want to are the ones that you should just resonate with and engage with. Those that don't, not worth it.
Right. Absolutely. Not worth it at all.
Not worth it.
I mean, you spend energy doing something that is actually in opposition to yourself, and that's just not healthy in so many ways.
Yeah. So, so true. Cece, you know, and that also extends to, like, our friends and our family. You know, I think that there's a time that you have to, you still can love friends and family and everything else, but there's not everything, you can't share everything with everyone. And I think you have to be very, very careful and particular how you do it, you know, based off the individuals that you have, because it you'll do yourself more harm than good, because you'll end up spinning your wheels like a stuck truck in the mud, and you won't be going anywhere because you're just trying to get traction with that one person.
Hey, Dave, you know, that's why I like this format. Hey, Cece, this is Scotty.
Hi.
This is why I like this format with digital radio and the reach of it. You could take it, the information, or you can leave it. There is no forcing nothing. You still have a choice to tune in or tune out.
Yeah.
Wait, I got one better for you. You can even fast forward if you don't like that part.
Cece is hilarious. That's so true. Cece, so what you been doing? What's happening on with Black in Business? What's coming up? What you got going on?
Well, Blacks in Business is going pretty well. Me and my co-host, Brother Robert 11X, we are just continuously looking around to find great information for our entrepreneurs. That's one thing I wanted to talk to you about later off air, because I have a great show that I'm building concerning some information that I haven't heard out there at all. So I'm going to talk to you about that later. But, you know, we're just continuously talking, you know, to different business owners, looking at different things that are normally not out there for us. Last week, Robert and I went to the auto dealer class to learn how to be auto dealers. So we bought that information to the people so they could know, hey, it's not as hard as you think, you know, and it's time to be on the other side of the deal. You know, normally you're at that desk and you're waiting for the people to run your credit and tell you that you're only worth, you know, you're going to be paying them 27% interest and all this other stuff, when that's a bunch of bull and nonsense. Now we know that we don't have to do that. We can actually be the owners of the business and purchase cars at the auction. And actually, once you get your dealer license, you can purchase from auctions all around the country. So we just got some great information. We're still researching, but we brought it to the people immediately so that they would know what they need to know about, you know, starting another stream of income.
CeCe, we're getting a little feedback from you, but no, what you said is so, it just went away. What you said is so, this is why I love CeCe, because everyone has their own talent. Let me tell you something about CeCe, y'all. CeCe is a go-getter. CeCe is a go-getter, and CeCe will have you looking at things in a way that you didn't otherwise look at, may have not looked at before. But not only that, what I really love about CeCe is that CeCe is a go-getter with energy. And there is a big difference with that. What I mean by that is that CeCe will give you the information and actually show you how to do things and show you what energy you'll need to do it with. So that's what's so great about CeCe. CeCe is a real, real go-getter. And if you just pick up on some of the energy that CeCe has and what it takes to do things, man, you'll be so far. You can add on to that, because you can have all the information in the world. You can have the best plan. Everything is in place. All you have to do is step into it and do it. Here's the problem. It takes energy to do that. And it's energy that is going that you have to really, 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 it's more than just want it. You have to, this is who you really are in everything that you engage in. That's why it's so, so important. One of the things with business, I'm going to say this before we jump into the last part of the show with CeCe. CeCe, at any time, jump back in. Our call back. I'm very interested in that. Let you know, this is so important what you're doing with Black in Business, BIB. So important and so necessary, because one of the most important things is that until we are willing to energize our overall future and have it, the sovereignty of that, the responsibility of our sovereignty comes from the energy in which we dedicate and actually spend or actually give out, nothing will change. Nothing, right. nothing will change. It's going to take energy. For CeCe to find out about this stuff, it took energy to do it. And it's an energy that's beyond how you feel. It's an energy of what the weather is. It's an energy of this and that. You got to control everything around you by your dedication. And so that's probably, you know, as a business owner, you can have all the funding in the world. You can have the best employees in the world. But if y'all don't have the right energy, it won't work. And you got to start with you first. But go ahead, CeCe, what was you going to say?
Well, no, I was just saying you're right. But what I wanted to do for you is I wanted to let your callers know that you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, and the show is Tando Radio. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 1-866-510-9025. We're about to take a commercial break, but feel free to come back and join us for the last half hour.
My sister, Tando. You heard, CeCe? You're ready to go to a commercial break. Man, CeCe, CeCe. You know,
yes.
One of the things, I love your golden voice. CeCe has those drops you hear, man, that's the golden voice, CeCe. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. Give us a call, as CeCe said, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Sorry about that. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we are getting into the final half hour of the show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And once you do that, hit star, I'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So that you can make your question or comment long. Now, I'm not quite sure how many shows I'm going to be able to do this weekend. Have some obligations that will be here, and looking forward to spending some time with some family and everything else. So, but I will definitely let you know what days, because I'm not quite sure what the agenda is going to be. I know there's a bunch of things that we got to do. Another thing, man, did y'all see how cold it was this past weekend? And it was, let me tell you, and it was so funny. It's the first time I've ever experienced this. And, you know, people from Dallas, you know, they're used to it. But it's the first time I've ever experienced in Texas. It was here in FEMA region number 6. It was like 73, 72 degrees on Saturday. Within 4 to 5 hours later, the temperature had dropped 40 degrees, and the half hour after that, it dropped another 10 degrees, 50 degrees, and went all the way down into the teens, with a wind chill that was probably even lower than that. It was crazy. Now, it was funny because in that time frame, I remembered how they talked about the and I know I just went off, you know, but hey, sometimes I do that. But I remember how they talked about how the woolly mammoths and the prehistoric mammoths were frozen in place while they still had honeysuckles still in their stomach, undigested, once they were found in Siberia and everything else. So what happened there, folks, was this. That means this: that the overall digestive process that they were going through, they weren't able to complete the digestive process before they were actually frozen dead. They froze over immediately. So I don't know what they're talking about, this global warming. They talking about, well, this is affecting global. No, those animals that they found with those mammoths that they found with honeysuckle, which is very easy for their stomachs to digest, they got frozen over within 30 minutes to an hour or some crazy time frame, to where they were frozen solid in their overall state. And man, this last weekend, I said, yep, I could see how that ice age would come upon and just change everything like that quick. You remember there was a movie, you know, y'all know I'm not a big movie, but there was a movie that was, what was that? Can't remember what it was, but it was the Ice Age one, where they all got frozen just real, real quick. Well, there's evidence for that, and I could definitely somewhat experience that. I mean, say that yeah, that I can see how that happens firsthand now, because of the just how quickly it went to zero. Are freezing in just a little or close to zero in that short period of time. Within 6 hours, it went from mid-70s down to the 20s and in the teens. That's crazy. So, hey, that's the beauty of the universe, if it's not being artificially manufactured by man, if it's absent by man's hand. But doubt that it is. All right, so listen, everyone, what I want to do, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. So what I want to do for the rest of the show, I want to pick up, and we'll pick this up again, the cyber battlefield. And we've been doing kind of, And I do this because I really want you to know where we are and to prepare yourselves accordingly for some of the things that are going that you are starting to see. And this is, you always hear me say that they'll tell you before they do it. Now, this is definitely the, in my opinion, the system telling you what they're going to do. There are certain shows of propaganda that you can find on your television, those shows that are specifically there for disinformation and for propaganda and to give you a clue as to what is going to be happening. Now, they don't always show you, but it, once you learn the language, you can start to see through it more. But, of course, they still do it in a very diverse way in a different level. So the key is to be as centered as you possibly can be. So what I want to do is I want to check out this was on Vice TV. This was Future of Wars in this last 30 minutes. I want to definitely go through this, and this is going to look at the future cyber wars, exploring how wars of the future might be fought with in the future. And with drones and with different, you know, artificial intelligence weaponry and everything else. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this is how you get people back to where the system wants them to be, the perfect slave. And agree or not agree with me, I think if you, biblically, if you read and you do research and you read the story of Adam and Eve, it tells you something totally different than what may apparently be there. And I'm going to just say this. There may have been a condition that Adam and Eve was in, and then once they ate of a tree of life, they were cured of that condition. Never thought of it that way. But let's look at what really cures us when we're in a state of health care, when we really need health cures. And I say that because, in my opinion, it could have been a state of they were the perfect slave where they didn't question anything because they didn't have the capability to do it. I'm just saying. But, and this is where we're moving towards with this artificial intelligence, is moving us more and more towards that, in my opinion. So let's check this out. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio. Now, this one is going to be The Future of Wars. Let me set this up, and then we'll get going. Here we go. One sec.
Scientists design machines that think for themselves. I guess I have an aversion to the word drone. It implies something mindless with the potential to become weaponized. The military would be crazy not to take these technologies and utilize them in ways that would help us perform better on the battlefield or even act. There will always be vulnerabilities. You can't design them out of your system just with sheer force of will and intelligence. How will it change the way we fight wars?
It is a fantasy to think that you can delegate the decision over life and death to a robot.
Okay, now we're going to go to this. Now, I want to just say that one of the first things that they showed here that I thought was critical was that, and it's, in my opinion, is no coincidence, they showed an underwater drone. And what is going on right now? There was a so-called stealing of the U.S. Naval, of the Navy's, one of their drones, and the underwater drone. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because the system is telling you what they have planned for you. So let's get back to this, and this is why I think this is so, so important, in my opinion, that telling you what is going to be happening relatively soon, okay, and affects you. Here we go.
50 years ago, it was pure science fiction to imagine a U.S. soldier sitting in a bunker in Nevada to remotely pilot a plane flying thousands of miles away and then drop a Hellfire missile on an enemy target. But this is reality in 2016. Today, unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, are a vital part of warfare. Throwing stockpiles at more than 2 dozen nations and targeting kill thousands around the world. The next generation of drone technology is even more sophisticated. I found a tanker in this idyllic little field just outside of Budapest, Hungary.
When you look at a flock of starlings in the sky, their motion is based on very simple rules. The whole pattern of their motion is some kind of meta-level intelligence or collective intelligence, and the same kind of thing applies to drones as well. When I see the whole flock flying, it's always magical for me after so many years.
This is Gabor Vacharhaid. He's part of a team developing technology they hope will be used in agriculture, research, and rescue.
Yeah, right.
They're working on drone swarms, which is to say a flock of autonomous drones in the sky moving and making decisions as a posse of like-minded robots. Unlike the typical drones used today, there's no human operator directing their movement individually.
Oh, now you're hearing them kind of creak up, eh?
These machines are given a set of instructions.
Holy f***.
Then they figure out how to execute them as a team, solving problems in real time. That beacon in my hand makes the drones track whoever's holding it wherever they go. Notice how they coordinate and keep their distance from one another automatically. How are they communicating with one another?
The drones have a local communication network. Every single drone just...
Okay, let me stop it there real quick. They said that they wanted to use this technology, and what happened was they had these drones. It was like a swarm of drones that took off in different groups. And they were spread out, and then was two groups of them that take off, and then this one guy had, the same guy that we've been listening to for a while, he has this little monitor ball in his hand, and he runs around, and these drones track him all together, sounding as if a swarm of bees, keeping their distance, coordinating with each other while they're following him. And they said that they were using these drones to track a person, but originally they said that they could use this for agriculture and everything else. No, they just told you what they're going to be using these drones for. This is where technology becomes a burden. This is where technology becomes a weapon. This is why we can't always buy into technology always being used for the benefit of people, because what they did here was they just told you that they wanted to use this for the benefit of agriculture, but then in medicine, and then lo and behold, they said they were using it to track a person. This is the system, how the system always talks and tells you what they're going to be doing in the future. So we got like seven more minutes. Let's finish this, and then we'll close out the show. But this stuff is very, very important. So let's get back to it. Here we go.
Us and all the drones that are close enough to receive this, we receive and integrate into the decisions.
Why do you think the military is interested in this kind of technology?
Well, if you have one big aircraft and someone shoots it, and then it's a lot of damage, and your whole money is gone. When you have 100 drones instead, and someone shoots at it, then one drone is taken away, and the rest can do the same. That's how mosquitoes work, for example. Like, there are many small mosquitoes, everybody is just sipping a little bit of blood, but the whole species goes on.
Air forces of the future may be stuck.
Sucking blood. Wow.
Up in the idea of drone swarms, but what about the Navy? Here at a NATO research facility in Italy, scientists are essentially developing autonomous unmanned subs. But signals travel more slowly underwater, and that makes it harder to create a submarine swarm. One of the things we're trying to do is create the internet for underwater robots.
Yeah.
So we have the internet on land, and now we're getting the internet of things. Well, we're doing internet of things for underwater things. So how is the internet underwater? It sucks. John Potter is the scientist in charge of strategic development. He hopes that the drones they're developing here will be used to map the oceans.
So when it comes to autonomous, or when it comes to, let's say, drones in the water, what is coming over the horizon?
I guess I have an aversion to the word drone. It implies something mindless. From the outset, there was never an option to go the drone route of having a dumb device, because once you put it in the sea and it dives and it's gone more than 100 meters away from you, you don't know what it's up to. And if you ever want to see it come back, you want to have something a little smarter than that.
So what would you call them, unmanned?
So these vehicles are a step forward. forward in autonomy with respect to what's currently typically in operation at the moment. They're able to adaptively change what they are doing. So you can put vehicles in and have them work as a team. And if one vehicle sees something and it knows it has a team member with maybe a high-resolution camera or imaging system that's just over here somewhere, and it knows how far away it is, it says, hey, Bill, come and I take a look at this. I think I found a so-and-so. Would you want to check that out, see what you think of it?
And I guess that's one of the other things that people are going to wonder is, like, is something like an underwater system like that, could that be weaponized at some point?
That's not something we are really working on here. How these autonomous abilities eventually translate into operational systems depends on lots of other folk and organizations within NATO and elsewhere. It is something that's being considered, but I would like to see all the stakeholders, which basically means all society, become informed, well-informed, and think carefully about this.
Okay, now, here's how we got. Okay, we're gonna pick this back up. I wanted to get to that point for this reason. So do you think it's a coincidence that this actual show aired 2 days before, a week before China picked up one of the Navy's UAVs, underwater vehicles, one of the UWVs, and you think that that was a coincidence? I say no. And if you listen to what these things are capable of doing, now you see why China snatched it. And now you're going to see that this is all going to unfold in a way that is going to show more and more of the militarization that's going on globally for a military response globally. And primarily, the U.S. is going to be the target zone. How? Because they're going to say that they need to protect themselves from the U.S. And, oh, you know, from the history of this country, you would say they would be right. And I would say yes, but I also say that is all a part of the system as well. So I think it's always funny how they always try to come out with some beneficial good for humanity, but that was never the intention at all. See, that's the deception for the war that's being used against you. The mosquitoes that all bite you and get the blood, and then here they said that they had these underwater vehicles for mapping the ocean floors. Well, in actuality, they've been weaponizing this technology, and if you really think about it, they intend to weaponize all technology, because technology is the preferred method to control people. Don't know. So this is critical. They're weaponizing technology, and we need to be able to, because they follow the same rules of everything. And until we as the general population of the world decide that, okay, enough is enough, we're not going to engage in this, but we're not going to engage in this, and we're not going to defeat this based off of the principles and the consciousness that created this problem. We're going to defeat this by doing something totally different, to which this system has no defense from. And that, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, is when we remove our energy, it no longer can survive. We turn off the life support system. So I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll pick up the cyber battlefield sometime this week, tomorrow, or later this week. And I will let you know if we're going to, depending on my schedule with family that's coming in town, we'll let you know if we're going to have a show. But I just want to say much love, much respect. Listen, everyone, continue to prepare. Continue to put yourself and your family in a position of advantage. I would not be surprised if something major, major happens between now and New Year's Eve, or right around that time, or shortly after that, sometime in January. But I do definitely think that 2017 is going to be a very, the calendar year, the Mayan calendar year of 2017 is going to be a very, very telling one, and a very one that is going to pose some real opportunities and some real threats to the overall everyday person. So just put yourself and your family in a position of advantage as much as you possibly can. I just want to thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.